It's Friday the 13th, and the superstitious among us have another eerie omen to look forward to this weekend. On Friday night, a total lunar eclipse will summon up what's sometimes called a blood moon. Astronomers with a more empirical outlook say the moon will appear red-orange because of light filtering through Earth's atmosphere. Kelly Beatty is a senior editor at Sky and Telescope, and he's here to tell us more. Hi, Kelly.
Great to be back with you.
Well, it's been almost a year since the last total lunar eclipse, so refresh our memory. What's going to happen if we're lucky enough to be in the path of this eclipse?
Oh, it's great. And you know, the thing about a lunar eclipse is that it's visible from a huge area. All of the half of the Earth that's facing the moon will get to see this. And what you're going to watch is the moon go from full, which it is this coming Sunday night, to basically black over the course of about an hour and a half.
And so tell us exactly, you say half of the Earth will see this. Where will it be visible and when?
The good news is that it'll be visible everywhere across the contiguous U.S. from the East Coast to the West Coast. The East Coast is favored a little bit. The event lasts about 3.5 hours from start to finish, but the real key time is 11:29 Eastern, that's 8:29 Pacific, on the evening of Sunday, when the total lunar eclipse will begin. That's when the moon will have slipped completely into the darkest part of Earth's shadow, called the umbra, and will have made this transition from a bright full moon to basically black. And it would be completely black if we didn't have an atmosphere. We get a little light filtering through, and that's what colors the moon's surface this sort of dark orange, rusty color.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. Eclipses are something that have really captivated humanity since, well, ancient history. Why do you think they're so awe-inspiring?
Well, for one thing, it's prior to, you know, our knowledge of how eclipses work, it was a very, as you mentioned, superstitious at the beginning of the broadcast here. It really spooked people out. They didn't know if the moon was going to be coming back or not. Christopher Columbus famously used a lunar eclipse to scare the indigenous peoples. I think it was on his third voyage. But I like it because it literally is showing the moon moving along in its orbit. We get to watch the clockwork of the solar system in action.
All right, give us your best tips for eclipse viewing practices.
Okay, so the East Coast is favored. This is going to take place, you'll need to call it a late night. The middle of the eclipse is going to be about 12, a little bit after midnight. Moon's going to be high in the sky. Sky will get dark. Stars will come out that wouldn't ordinarily be there. On the West Coast, especially on the far west, the eclipse will be underway once the sun sets and the moon pops up over the eastern horizon. But you'll get to see total eclipse too. And so what I want you to be alert to is that no two eclipses are the same. Keep an eye out for changes in color as the moon passes through that shadow.
Okay, we'll start looking at 11:29 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. I know a lot of people are excited about this one. Kelly Beatty is senior editor of Sky and Telescope. Thank you.